Consumer sentiment index remained largely unchanged.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to University of Michigan, consumer sentiment index, after losing 30 points in the previous 2 months, remained largely unchanged in May. Consumer sentiment index is an indicator of consumers' propensity to purchase, from shopping for clothing, restaurants, to buying cars, etc. The relief checks and higher unemployment payments helped stem economic hardship, but those programs have not acted to stimulate discretionary spending due to uncertainty about the future course of the pandemic. Personal financial prospects for the year ahead continue to weaken, falling to its lowest level in almost 6 years. And this is reflected in the overall consumer spending, which fell by 7% in March and yet another 14% in April, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. In our consumer-based economic system, how consumers feel directly impacts the economy. And the impact is large, since almost 70% of our economy is consumer expenditures. According to the University of Michigan, the decline in personal financial prospects was especially sharp among upper-income households. This is surprising, since historically, economic adversities usually affect the lower-income groups more. Americans between the ages of 35 and 54 reported the largest drop in their confidence level in the economy. It is interesting to note that the loss of confidence was higher among those with college education compared to those without. It is mind-boggling that even during such a national emergency, there are still significant differences in people's assessments of economic events based on their political affiliation. While the overall consumer sentiment index for May is 72.3, the index is at 90.5 for Republicans, compared to 56.4 for Democrats. However, this time around, it is also interesting to note that while different sides had different levels of confidence in the economy, when it came to change in the level of their confidence, the numbers were identical. Democrats and Republicans' confidence levels both dropped by 29% between February and May. Consumers are clearly concerned about their health and their finances. That is obvious. The question, however, is how concerned are they, and which one is considered more important? The value of data in this case is its clarity. University of Michigan survey shows that 57% of consumers considered health as their top concern. This is more than three times the 17% who considered finances as their top concern in May. More troubling data about the unemployment rate and the sharp decline in economic activities are going to be published in the coming weeks. And despite the fact that we intuitively already know that, they will cause more concern. It is the clarity that will come with that data, which could further impact our group psyches negatively, causing even more decline in consumer confidence in the next couple of months. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.